sea snails. Exploring rocky shorelines has a never-ending appeal. Clambering up and down enormous chunks of sea-worn granite between the upper and lower reaches of the moon-strung tides, there is always something new to discover. Peering into nooks and crevices, tiny mussels crowd together in midnight blue, limpets cling. Top shells shimmer and shiny red anemones droop from the sides of miniature canyons, all waiting for salt water to return. A few feet higher up, where the tide rarely reaches, lichens slowly grow their yellow frills across the tops of textured rock. Spikes of scraggly grey ivory lichen cluster in stiff tufts. Old seaweed gathers in the cracks, soggy with salt water borrowed from the sea. And everywhere there are sea snails. A pallet of periwinkles graze among the seaweed scraps or sit themselves side by side in nice, neat lines, following the cleavage of the rock. Their dainty shells can be brown or rusty orange, camouflaged against the rock, though often they are bone-coloured or dark green, some burgundy red, others bright yellow. Like other sea snails, periwinkles use their strong tongue to scrape algae from the rocks. Apparently, their colour depends on what they eat. So I wonder if the pink ones have been chewing dillisk, the yellows feasting on yellow lichens. Intricately patterned top shells forage in sheltered rocky crevices, their iridescent pointed shells twisting upwards like a turban, wound with enticing herringbone design and glimmers of purple and green. These pearly little beauties don't eat seaweed, though they do like to nibble minuscule detritus covering the surface. One thing that all these sea snails have in common, whether limpet, periwinkle, topshell or whelk, is a strong foot. Like their land-based cousins, slugs and snails, sea snails on the shoreline are all part of a family known as gastropods. Gastro, from the Greek for tummy, and pod, from the Greek for foot. These animals all have a foot extending from their belly. This shape-shifting foot turns out to be a useful thing, allowing them to glide along all sorts of surfaces, sharply crystallized granite or slippery seaweed. It also helps them cling to rock when seabird beaks come poking. They can even be seen caressing each other with their big, frilly foot. Deeper, darker crevices are where the dog whelks like to live, scattered among the barnacles, who themselves are encased in calcified sharpness. Unlike their more benign relations, their algae-eating relatives, whelks are predators among these rocky shores. They might look innocuous, conical shells spiralling up to a dainty point, but whelks are savvy hunters, prowling around the intertidal zone in search of edible victims. Because their eyes are not the best, whelks have chemoreceptors on their tentacles with which to pick up on chemical cues to help them find their prey. They can cleave open mussels and, even more impressively, will drill a hole in the shells of other sea snails. As they bore through sturdy shells, they secrete a special chemical compound that helps soften as they drill. Once pierced through, whelks inject a dollop of digestive enzyme, which turns the body of the prey inside to mush, an easy soup that can then be drawn out with a kind of straw, another bio-tool that evolution has equipped these whelks with. This might sound a bit gruesome, but it has been working well for whelks. These resilient creatures have been doing this since before the dinosaurs ever existed. One of the most striking of sea snails is the violet sea snail. Their shell is delicate, round and spiraled in a vivid shade of purple. Violet sea snails spend all their time out at sea, but are sometimes found washed ashore like little gems for beachcombers to find. These sea snails are also predators, but their tactics are a little different to most. These guys live on the surface of the open ocean, kept afloat by a raft they make out of air bubbles. Violet sea snails are quite specific about what they eat. The only option on their menu is a particular kind of creature called by-the-wind sailors. By-the-wind sailors are almost, though not quite, a jellyfish, with blue and purple translucent bodies and an inbuilt sail to catch the wind that gets them from A to B. The blue and purple pigments that give by-the-wind sailors their distinctive hue are the very same pigments that accumulate in the shells of violet sea snails, so the predator matches their prey. Picking up a violet snail shell on the shore, washed up after a spell of strong winds, it's hard not to be amazed that these stunning little creatures have spent their lives floating on their raft of bubbles in pursuit of exquisitely engineered, trippy-looking, purple-tinged, translucent sea sailors. These are just some of the creatures that live among our never-ending fractal shorelines, each species uniquely sensitive to their surrounds, strategizing for their survival. Charismatic in their own right, but also an essential component of marine food webs. A world of crabs and starfish, strong-beaked shorebirds, spiny sea urchins, and of course, fish of every shape and size. Each has their place in this interdependent community, doing things their way for longer than we care to remember.